You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this finally Friday morning. It was 3 weeks ago, heading into the 4th of July weekend, that the state legislature finally reached agreement on the fiscal year 2027 budget. Earlier this week, Governor Whitmer signed it. But is it a balanced budget? Joining us right now is a senior research associate for state affairs at the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Bob Schneider. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, appreciate you joining us. This is really interesting. What did your analysis of the budget find?
So we looked at the general fund side of the budget, which is the state's discretionary revenue that drives a whole bunch of the budget decision making. And when we dig into the budget, we study what we know about expected revenues, and then look at the appropriations in the budget and how it all adds up. Our conclusion was, based on what we could see, the budget seemed to be, the appropriations exceeded those revenues. We had a shortfall by about $600 million and perhaps as much as $900 million. We had to make some assumptions as well about how things would land. And that's a pretty high number. You know, there's been some developments in the last, 24 hours, I think prompted by a report that helps bring out how the government was going to address that shortfall.
What kind of developments?
Yeah, so we released our report yesterday morning. It got attention, which we were pleased with. That same day, we did get information from the administration that we have a strategic outreach and attraction reserve fund in the state. It's a major economic development fund that's what we use to hand out large incentives to big companies. Come to Michigan, mm-hmm. and we'll give you $200 million, right. $500 million. There was an announcement yesterday. Well, part of the deal, not in the budget, but part of the deal was to lapse that, which gives us about $500 million in new revenue that will spill back into our general fund from lapsing what's left of that big economic development fund. Well, 48 hours ago, that wasn't known, and it was, we discussed it in a report. It's become evident that is part of the deal. And with that, and with another smaller announcement of a fund that's going to lapse, we think, we now can see the path. Okay, now we know how the budget balances. I think the issue was, just looking at the budget, no one could tell. I couldn't tell as an analyst. The public certainly wouldn't know that. I think we identified, look, there's a question mark about this budget right now that we don't have answers to. I'm happy to say we do have some more answers now.
Well, that certainly is good news. Is this typical of how a state budget is crafted with all those question marks surrounding it?
In very recent years, we've always, the difference now, the budget is getting very, very tight.
Yeah.
So our general fund usually has a balance. We usually have some money in the bank, at the end of fiscal years. So we know, well, if there's little deviations, and we know that money's going to take care of it. Well, we aren't expecting to have any at the end of the current fiscal year that ends in September. So now things are very, very tight. And if you have any kind of shortfall like we showed we do, you don't have that to lean back on. It's all the more important that we can see exactly how the budget balances, because, for instance, if the SOAR fund wasn't going to lapse, the Senate passed a budget and said it'll lapse. The House passed a budget and said it'll lapse. This final budget didn't. And if it doesn't, that means something else has to get cut. There's something else coming that we didn't know about. And yesterday we found out, well, no, it's these couple things. Yeah, they weren't in the budget, but we're going to do, we're going to make sure that happens anyway.
Certainly highlights the importance of thorough analysis of the budget, doesn't it?
It does. I'm proud of my organization. We try to shed light on these things, and we're kind of geeks and number crunchers, and that's what we do.
What were your other observations about the budget as you looked at it?
One of the things that has been discussed as well is this budget larger or smaller, one thing that makes us uncomfortable as analysts is there's a lot of stuff. The legislature for a couple cycles now has taken money from the numbers part of the budget and moved it into, we're not going to include this $9 billion in the numbers mm-hmm. part anymore. We're going to move it and have this language in the budget that says, yeah, that's going to get spent, but we're not putting it in so that if you count up the budget, it shows up.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's some intent there to just kind of make the budget look smaller than it otherwise would. And that happened again this year. I don't think that's healthy in terms of you and I and the public yeah. being able to look at the budget and understand, did this budget really go down by $10 billion? Did we cut $10 billion out of the budget? Or did we just move some stuff and it looks like we cut $10 billion?
Yeah.
We hope that practice comes to an end, when the next governor and legislature meet next year.
Absolutely. Yeah, that does not work with my household budget, I'll tell you that for sure. Yeah. So, interesting. Bob, if people want to know more about this budget analysis, do you have it online somewhere where they can take a look at it?
We sure do. Our website is crcmich.org, and they can go to the website. They should see it right near the top of our page and digest it as well. A lot of number crunching.
So for all the number
geeks. If you like numbers, they'll like.
All right, good stuff. Bob, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.